of people they do not marry.
他们等候弥赛亚来。
They were waiting for the coming of Messiah.
他们爱慕神的话。
They long for the word of God.
所以他们多半的时间都是住在死海附近。
And the thirst for the word, they most of the time they live near the Dead Sea.
就是昆兰的地方。
And
昆兰昆兰这个地方。然后呢，他们呢，他们就是抄写圣经。
And they will copy the Bible.
所以死海古卷的圣经是他们抄写的。
And so the scroll from the Dead Sea were all copied by them.
许多圣经学者认为说，这个施洗约翰应该跟塞瑟尼人有关系。
And so these Bible scholars believe that John the Baptist has some close relationship with the Essenes.
你看见他吃蝗虫野蜜，然后穿的是骆驼毛的衣服。
That you know that he has eats the worm and then he eat the honey and he wear the skin of the.
他应该在耶路撒冷，结果跑到旷野里面去。
At first he should be in Jerusalem and yet he has gone to the wilderness.
那原因在什么地方就很原因在什么地方就很清楚了。
And what was the reason? And it's, I think it's very obvious.
原来爱色尼人呢、啊、他们非常非常爱慕神的话。
You know that in essence they really thirst for the word of God.
他们也等候弥赛亚来。
And they were also waiting for the coming of Messiah.
那么爱色尼里面讲的一些话跟约翰福音讲的话有的地方都很像。
And there are some similarity in their words that is recorded in John.
所以有一度有人就问说到底约翰有没有受过爱色尼人的影响。
And so,Some will ask whether John the Baptist has been influenced by Essenes.
那当然没有受他的影响。
Of course, he was not influenced at all.
可是毫无疑问的就是爱色尼人他们对于神的话非常的执着。
But we know that they were very firm with the word of God.
还有他们最痛恨的就是祭司里面腐败的情形。
And then what they hated most are the corruption among the priests.
他们觉得这些祭司根本已经跟政治挂钩了。
That they felt that the priests has actually have been corrupted by the
politics. 这些人根本是挂羊头卖狗肉。
And they were just 挂羊头卖狗肉。
他的意思就是他们、
they were just hypocrites.
所以你记不记得当主耶稣啊接近圣殿的时候。
And so when the Lord Jesus cleansed the temple,
很多人就信耶稣了。
And many come to believe in him.
但是主耶稣说他不把他交给他们。
But the Lord Jesus, he commit him to them.
你知道什么道理吗？
Do you know why?
这里面有许多就是爱色尼人。
Because among them, there were many Essenes.
爱色尼人就是觉得祭司他们已经污染了圣殿。
Because they felt that the priests have defiled the temple.
所以他们不要住在耶路撒冷。
And so they don't want to dwell in Jerusalem.
他们不要住在耶路撒冷。
They don't want to live in
Jerusalem. 所以他们就跑到了死海，跑到了昆兰那个地方去住了。
And then they have moved to a Bethany, a place called Colan.
那么然后在我们知道在耶路撒冷也有地方他们住的，反正他们分散在很多的地方。
And they have dwell in the different places in Jerusalem.
所以这给我们看见是主耶稣那个时候不只有法利赛人，不只有撒都盖人，还有重要的是爱色尼人。
And so there are three groups of people. Very often we talk about the Pharisees, the Sadducees. Now there's another group of the Essenes.
那么因为他们反对这个祭司们和政治挂钩。
And that they because they hated.The priests that they corrupted themselves with the politicians.
所以他们希望能够洁净圣殿，意思就是能够洁净整个的犹太教。
That they hope they will be able to sanctify the entire Judaism.
所以每年呢、啊、过逾越节的时候。
And so every year during the time of Passover.
什么时候过逾越节？
When is their actual Passover?
谁来决定的？是祭司们来决定。
It is the priests who have decided the day of the feast of Passover.
所以大祭司要决定说明年后年什么时候庆祝逾越节的。
And so it's the chief priests who determine when they were to celebrate the Passover this year, next year, and so forth.
那么你怎么决定哪一年的逾越节什么时候呢？
And so how do they decide which day of the year they should celebrate the Passover?
那就正月月亮圆的时候，那是逾越节的。
And that is when it's the full moon.In January when there's a full moon, then that is that they should celebrate the Passover.
所以你知道每年的逾越节都不一样的。
And so we know that every year the day of Passover.
有的逾越节是礼拜三，有的时候礼拜四，有的礼拜五都不一样。
Sometimes it's on Wednesday, on Friday, or on Thursday.
所以普通所谓的逾越节吃逾越节的宴席，那当然都是指着逾越节那一天，然后中午的时候宰杀羔羊，黄昏的时候他们就吃逾越节的宴席。
And of course, the day when they have, they will offer up the lamb, and noon time that they will burn the offering, and evening they will receive the.
所以在the lamb. 所以在主耶稣主后三十年那一年。
And so 30 during the 30 AD.
那么逾越节那天刚好是礼拜五那天。
And it happens to be on a Friday.
那就是刚好正月十四号那天。
And that is around January the 14th.
所以我们都知道主耶稣在中午的时候他就为我们钉了十字架。
Midday, our Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross.
所以逾越节的宴席应该就是那天的晚上。
And so,the feast,
黄昏的时候
the feast of the Passover should be that particular evening.
但是我们知道主耶稣已经钉了十字架，怎么可能？
But we know that our Lord has been crucified. How could it be?
但另外一方面，我们的主又吃了逾越节的宴席。
But at the same time, we know that the Lord Jesus also taken the feast of the Passover.
那现在我们如果明白爱瑟尼他们的习惯的话。
And if we know the habits of this essence,
我们才发现是爱色尼人，他们也庆祝他们的逾越节。
That we know that essence also celebrate their Passover.
但是他们所庆祝的逾越节的，他们用的是太阳的日历，不是用月历的。
Because they are using the solar calendar to celebrate to determine the Passover.
因为他们不要跟随传统。
Because they do not want to follow tradition.
所以因为他们有他们自己的算法，就是每年。他们跟随太阳日历算法。
And because they follow the solar calendar, so they have their way to determine the day of Passover.
所以结果变成什么呢？
And so this is what happened.
对于普通的犹太人来讲，他们如果庆祝逾越节的话，他们是根据月历。月历不是根据日历。不是根据月亮历，不是跟太阳历。
They follow not the moon and the sun, right?
No, 他们是月历。
月历哈，叫 calendar。
月亮的历。
Yeah, according to the calendar of the moon.
所以每年都变的。
And so we know as a result, every year it changes.
如果你根据太阳历的话，那每年逾越节都是礼拜二晚上。
That we know if we to follow the solar calendar, you know, every year the Passover will fall on Tuesday.
每年如果你庆祝逾越节的宴席，一定是礼拜二的黄昏，这是没问题的。
You will celebrate. Then if you follow the solar calendar, then it will be on Tuesday evening.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果主耶稣真的过了逾越节，真的有逾越节的宴席，
and so if the Lord has actually partake for the feast of the Passover,
那我们问一个问题，
we are going to pose a question，
会不会主耶稣他知道他钉十字架那天不可能有最后的晚餐？
Because he knew that if he were to crucify, then he will not be able to partake the Passover.
但是他要一个最后的宴，他要一个逾越节的宴席。
But he wanted the feast of the Passover.
因为他要在那个逾越节的宴席要设立主的桌子。
Because for on that night he wants to institute the table of the Lord.
那么现在问题就是说，他会不会借用就是爱色尼的那个逾越节，在那天晚上？他吃了逾越节的宴席。
Could it be that he had used the essence, feast of Passover to partake the Last Supper?
主耶稣的兄弟很多大概跟爱色尼人都有关系。
No, the brothers of Jesus they have close relationship with the essence.
那会不会主耶稣就选了那一天，然后呢，在马可楼，那么我们的那一带通那个区通通是庆祝爱色尼人的。
And you know the whole district, the upper room of Mark, they were all these essence celebrating the Passover.
通通是在那一天庆祝的。
That they are all celebrating on that particular day.
你既然在马可楼，那么周围通通是爱色尼区，所以很自然的，大家一同庆祝逾越节宴吃逾越节宴席的时候，那么主耶稣也在其中。
And so since that it is the second place.At the upper room of house of Mark, and of course, in the midst of all the district essence, so that our Lord Jesus could have celebrated the Passover together with them.
那么好，现在我们要到圣经里去找证据。
No, now we need to find the proof in the Bible.
就是到底神的话是怎么说的
？What did the word of God say?
如果我们从主的话里面找到证据的话，那么应该这个就是了。
And if you can find the evidence from what the Lord said, that will be the evidence.
好，现在我们来看约翰福音约翰福音第十二章。对不起，十二章，对。
John chapter 12.
十二章第一节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
逾越节前六日, 耶稣来到伯大尼, 就是他叫拉萨路, 从死里复活的地方。
Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead.
那天晚上是玛利亚用膏膏主的那一天。
That we know that that night it was Mary that who anointed the Lord.
那就是主耶稣最后一个礼拜的第一天, 就是礼拜天晚上。
We know that was the last week and that was a Sunday.
那不要忘记啊, 这里告诉我们是逾越节前六日。
Here he says 6 days before the Passover.
你看见吗? 逾越节前六日, 那么 也玛利亚用香膏来抹主，
so that he was anointed by Mary.
然后我们来看马太福音，
turn to Matthew.
第26章第1节， 马太26章第1节，
Matthew 26 verse 1.
耶稣说完了这一切话， 就对门徒们说， 你们知道过两天是逾越节。
Now it came, when Jesus had finished all these things, that he said to his servant, you know that after 2 days is the Passover and the Passover.
他讲这句话就第六节， 他在伯大尼长大麻风女人，有家里有一个女人拿着一瓶极贵重的香膏来。
And verse 6, and when Jesus was in Bethany, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil.
请大家记得, 香膏抹主只有一天,
and
同样的一天,
and that to anoint the Lord is only one day.
那么这个对于约翰来说是约逾越节的前六天。
And this day to John is 6 days before the Passover.
但是根据马太福音是再过两天就是逾越节了。
According to Matthew, 2 days later will be the Passover.
那就是说逾越节的前两天。
And that is 2 days before the Passover.
所以弟兄姊妹现在很清楚了。
So it's very clear now.
一个是礼拜五晚上, 一个是礼拜二晚上。
One is
黄昏。
And that is Friday evening, one is on Tuesday.
所以这里讲到说逾越节前六日, 那就表示那个逾越节是指着传统的逾越节说的。
And so the 6 days before the Passover refers to the traditional Passover.
那如果是逾越再过两天, 就是逾越节前两天, 这个主耶稣的玛利亚膏主的话, 那么就表示说这个是什么, 这是爱色尼的逾越节。
And so the 2 days before, when Mary anointed the Lord Jesus with a costly fragrant oil, that means that it is the Passover celebrated by
Jesus. Yes,
there are two different Passover.
一个是传统的,
one is a tradition.
如果一个传统的话，主耶稣那天根本已经钉在十字架上。
If according to the tradition Passover, the Lord Jesus already crucified on the cross.
那么这个证明什么？证明主耶稣不是在礼拜五晚上吃了逾越节的宴席，是在礼拜二黄昏的时候吃了逾越节的宴席。
And so the Lord Jesus did not consume the feast of the Passover on Friday evening, but indeed he has consumed the feast on Tuesday evening.
所以主耶稣不是礼拜四晚上被捉拿，是礼拜二晚上被捉拿。
And the Lord Jesus was apprehended on not on Thursday night, but apprehended on Tuesday night.
所以现在你看见吗？ 不是礼拜四晚上，然后接着就礼拜五，不是， 马上主耶稣钉十字架了。
And it is not on Thursday night, and he was crucified on Friday night.
你知道从前如果我们真的觉得这样的话， 有一个很大的困难。
And so previously that we will encounter big difficulties.
因为实在说来， 从主耶稣被捉拿， 然后到主耶稣钉十字架， 这个是很短很短的时间。
But we know that from the time that he was apprehended to the time he was crucified, it's only a short period.
有没有可能主耶稣那个已经很软弱的身体被拖东拖西，如果你去过耶路撒冷，是很远很大的地方。
And that Jerusalem is such a big place. Is it possible that now he has such a weak body and that he has been flocked from one place to another?
所以这个本来一直是我们的难题。
This has been our
那不光是我们的难题，
not only is our problem.
而且你知道吗， 犹太人有一个律师啊， 他很厉害啊。
There is a very famous lawyer in Israel.
他就根据主耶稣那个时候的犹太人的律法和罗马的律法，
according to the laws of the Israelites and the Romans.
他说不可能这件事情。
He says that this is not possible.
因为主耶稣是重犯， 不是普通犯。
Because he is a criminal that it cannot be lightly
treated. 所以不可能在半夜受审的， 一定要白天。
He cannot be trialed in the night. He has to be trialed in the day.
所以你根本不可能草草了事，忽然间主耶稣就受了审了，没有这个可能。
And that he is such an important. He cannot be just hishy-washy and trial him and be.
那这个律师他真的引经据典，是个 very scholarly work.
that he is a very scholarly lawyer.
所以对我们来讲是一个很大。